Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was talking about people that tried to change history and attack the forefathers in order to defend their own way. So let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible. Oh, why is it wrong to show disrespect for your loved one, but it's not wrong to show disrespect for God and his house when he said not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is? Some people legitimately cannot make it to a local church, but when you can and you don't, you just say, well, I'm going to stay home and watch it. You've got a problem. You've got a problem. I've seen people that say, I can't see at night to drive, and so therefore I don't go to church at night. And again, as I said, I understand that completely. I don't hold that against. But I do have a problem with it. If they can go out to eat at a restaurant at night and they go other places they want to at night, then I have a real problem with that, because they're just living a lie that they've only convinced themselves, but not God, who is the one they have to convince. Now, I know the world would probably agree with them a whole lot more than they would agree with me on that. But my friend, it's not the world that we give an answer to, it's God. But it also says something about our love for God. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now we're getting to see the love aspect involved. And that brings up another thought on my little children. And that is, again, this was a favorite way of a teacher in addressing his students. Doesn't that remind us of John 13, 34 and 35, where he says, my little children, don't you like that? My little children. A terminology of love. My little children. And in John 13, 34 and 35, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. He loved us as his children. He loved us with his heart. He loved us with his life. Yes, God loves you. Jesus loves you. He says, let's love one another as I have loved you. That ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, that is another reason why I said earlier on this study that we abandon the standards of the past, and so we feel like that we have to attack the forefathers just like we do in America in our history. Now we try to say that every president and every good leader we ever had was nothing but immoral, filthy, low down, a thief, and a whole bunch of other things in order to try to justify bringing in their sinful, pernicious ways. And so they change history. Some try to change the history of the church. They try to change the history of the Bible to fit in with their own pernicious ways. There's false philosophies and thoughts. And that shouldn't be. Love one another. Sunday school teacher, bus worker, singer, musicians, and all of us who are saved, therefore, should be a witness, and let us have a love for those to whom we minister, because they are souls for whom Christ died. And the ministry we have may shape the rest of their lives to be saved and then to walk in holiness. as you grow in Christ, he will give you a discernment between the holy and the unholy, between those, as Satan's ministers, who seem to walk in light, and those who walk in actual light. Learning to be noble, as those Berea, who searched the scriptures to see if the things that were taught were so. See, that is true. That is the true. That is the real McCoy. That is what it ought to be. So again, we've got to learn. Got to learn that. Got to learn that, my friend. To be faithful. To be true. To walk in holiness. That they may have, as newborn babes, an example to follow. As you grow in Christ, he will give you discernment between the holy and the unholy, between those that are Satan's ministers and those that are not. So again, walk in holiness. Walk in holiness. Now, the rest of the verse lets us see the negative. Let us not love in word. This statement is what they call a present subjective active in Greek. Boy, that's hard to say real fast. But nonetheless, it's impressive even if we don't have any idea of what they mean by it. Well, simply stated, the person who expresses this love to others that God wants us to have seems to do it quite well, and is, in all their pronouncements to their students, loving. And they may become popular and very well liked by their students because they're walking as they ought to walk. So he says there in our passage that we should love them, and we should love in word. In word. In word. Be the kind of person that God wants you to be in word. Word here is the Greek word logos. It means the entire word. So when saying another word there, when you're just quoting a word, or some words that Jesus may have said, they usually use the word rhema in Greek, which has the idea of words of God, but logos has the word of God, the entirety. Our lives should strive to live the entirety of God's word. In other words, we should live in a way that teaches others to live how to follow God, and also in a way that glorifies that special name of Jesus. Live in a way that shows, yes, you do love God because you're living according to his word. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, shows me myself and a light to my path, shows me how I ought to walk. Well, let's look at ourselves through the word, make the necessary adjustments, and walk in the paths that he's called us to walk. This person, in all he says, seems to have a love in his or her voice, even if what they say is negative. You see, the law of kindness is a good thing in any Christian's mouth, especially as we deal with one another. Proverbs 31:26 says, she openeth her mouth, talking about the Proverbs 31 woman that is such a moral woman, a woman of great character and worthy of praise. It says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. So, the thought of a wife and a mother that is as this is a good application to this present verb. How we're to be as Christians. You may have had a mother that had wisdom in her mouth and in her tongue was the law of kindness. And that should be how we act, how we live, and how we speak. You can see we are the bride of Christ, the local church. The local church should be a bride that speaks not only in word and tongue of his love, but lives worthy in deed and in truth of that love. And so may the family of God within the local church, the family dealings, be as this lady here that we just read about in Proverbs 31:26. One doesn't need to be a rocket scientist to see at least one thing that God associates with wisdom. Okay? The law of kindness. We just read it. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. So, again, at least one thing God associates with wisdom is the law of kindness in our mouth. The word tongue speaks of the organ and the words it forms. You may wonder, why doesn't God want us to love in word and tongue? Instead, he wants us to love in deed and truth. Well, he does want us to love in word and tongue, but not just primarily or not just only in word and tongue. You see, that's what brings us to the positive of our text, is to love in deed and in truth. Because kindness, the law of kindness in our tongue, means nothing if it's not carried out in deed and in truth. And so you see that word but here in our text in verse 18. Very clear. He says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. This is when it is a work that does not stop until the deed is completed. And is completed rightly and the best you can make. Give your best until the job is finished. That is true love in God's sight.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.